You're listening to a Big Finish production.
What about cartoon characters?
Hmm.
Scooby-Doo might be good.
Hmm.
You'd be an amazing Velma. No offence.
None taken. What are you talking about?
Josh's fancy dress party. We should go as Scooby and the gang.
Huh.
What's up with you?
Wind.
Oh. Have you tried peppermint tea?
Really unusual wind.
Unusual how exactly?
Look at this report from meteorology.
Oh, that wind.
Well, what did you... Sam!
I'm sorry.
Look at these readings. They're predicting hurricanes in the Arctic, tornadoes across Greenland.
You do eat a lot of kale, I just thought...
The readings are accurate, but I can't find any scientific explanation. The wind in the Northern Hemisphere is behaving oddly. What?
I meant to call her back.
Who?
I thought she was a wrong number. I mean, how did she even get my number?
Who?
Mother McCracken speaking.
Mrs. McCracken?
Mother, dear.
Mother?
They call me Mother McCracken, dear.
Do they? Okay, well, you called me earlier.
Did I?
About your chimney.
Oh, yes. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you. You said your chimney was talking to you.
Don't be ridiculous. A talking chimney.
Sorry, I thought you said...
It's not the chimney that's talking to me, dear. It's the wind.
She said the wind was talking to her.
Using a chimney as a mouthpiece.
And she offered you a cup of tea over the phone.
She's a shortbread short of a biscuit barrel, but...
Oh, good. I hope there'd be a but.
Listen.
She held the phone up to the chimney.
That's an extraterrestrial SOS signal. So far as I can determine, it's one that only UNIT have access to.
To play it again? Okay, it's definitely worth investigating. The weather reports, they have been alarming, to say the least. There's significant threat to human life across three continents. Where is this Mother McCracken?
On an island in the Outer Hebrides.
You're going to send us there, aren't you? The weather's bad enough up there at the best of times.
Take a UNIT plane and a brolly.
We won't need the engine. This wind will blow us all the way to the Outer Hebrides.
Please don't.
Sam, Osgood.
What's she doing here? Come to wave us off?
Unlikely. Come on.
You might want to rethink the brolly.
You think?
That SOS signal you recorded. We've had reports of flashing lights beneath the North Atlantic, sending out the same message in Morse code.
Who's reporting from the North Atlantic?
An oil rig. The workers are having to be restrained from jumping into the sea, apparently. The lights are drawing them to the water somehow. I'm going there to find out more.
The same extraterrestrial SOS signal as Mother McCracken's chimney wind? Well, that can't be a coincidence.
There's no such thing. Let's keep in close contact, see if you can find a connection, or if we survive the flight. It's a bit breezy, isn't it? Are you okay, Osgood?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Stop it.
You know that scene in The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Do you know the one I mean?
Yes.
When the tornado hits Kansas and Dorothy's whole house gets sucked up into the middle of it.
I said... Ah! There's no place like home. There's no place like... Ah! What is so funny?
We've survived Daleks and Cybermen.
True. It would be embarrassing if a bit of wind finished us off. What was that bang?
One of the engines. It's all right. We've got another.
Kate Stewart, I'm Joel Sanders. I'm in charge here, although you may want to let your people know that.
Thanks for having us. I'm sorry about the invasion, but it's imperative we discover the source of the lights. Could you show me where you've spotted them?
You can't see them in the daylight, but at night you can't miss them. Over there, where the boat is circling.
Is that one of our vessels?
They're all yours. You've somewhat taken over.
We are here to help, Mr. Sanders. I'm sorry if that's a nuisance. Could you tell me more about these lights? You said they seem to be drawing the workers to the edge of the rig.
It's getting ridiculous. Every night we have to drag two or three of them back from the brink.
It's not the lights that's doing it.
This is Barney Thorpe, one of our engineers. What is it, Barney?
What do you mean it's not the lights?
Barney, this is Kate Stewart. She's in charge of the uniforms.
Wait, what did you mean it's not the lights, Mr. Thorpe?
I don't know how to describe it. It's like voices in the wind, like the air itself is talking to you. It sounds nuts and all.
It does.
I've heard nuttier. Get the recording equipment set up over there. Let's see what we can capture.
It's not just voices.
Barney.
Go on.
It's a sensation. No, a vision. Well, both.
Can you describe it?
It's like there's an invisible hand beckoning towards the sea, a sort of ghostly hand. Some of us think the rig might be haunted.
Oh, for crying out loud, Barney. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Strange lights, mysterious voices, invisible hands. There's something haunting this place. The question is, what?
Well, goodbye, Mucklecoil. It was nice inhabiting you.
We are not going to die.
Oh, that's not the ground hurtling up to meet us, then.
I am landing her.
Vertically, nose first.
Oh, everyone's a critic.
Sam!
Hang on!
Sam!
Hang on!
Look at that cloud.
Right, look at things. Yep, seen it before.
It's a hand. Sam, that cloud is a giant hand. Look out!
What the hell is that?
It grabbed us. It's got a hold of the plane. It's holding us steady.
I'm holding us steady.
Let go of the controls.
No!
You're not flying the plane. That cloud hand is. It's holding us like a giant paper aeroplane.
Well, let's hope it doesn't decide to throw us like a paper aeroplane.
It's got control of the plane. It's landing us.
I'm landing us.
If it makes you feel better.
Brace!
Ghostly hands in the clouds. Isn't that the most preposterous thing you've ever heard?
Not even close.
Sit down. Please. There are 150 people on this rig. The only way on or off is by chopper. Every now and then you get someone who can't handle it. The isolation. They get a touch of cabin fever.
What are you drilling for here? Oil?
Partly. We extract, store, and process both petroleum and natural gas.
Which you extract from the seabed?
Rock formations on the bed.
You couldn't have disturbed some sort of gas that would create mass delirium?
No. Between you and me, I strongly suspect that somebody has started distilling the potato peelings again.
Tell me exactly what you've experienced.
About a week ago, we had a particularly bad storm. It's always a bit unsettling. We're totally exposed out here, you see. Anyway, that's when we first spotted the lights. We thought it might be some sort of algae luminescence until we noticed it was pulsing.
Yeah, Morse code.
Apparently. We've got some ex-military here. They seem to think it was a repeating message.
We petitioned the unified influence of Socorro Salakium.
That's what first made me suspect somebody was on the moonshine.
It's an SOS signal.
The military guys thought it might be a submarine in distress, so a couple of days ago we contacted your lot.
What about the voices?
It's just the wind. The weather's been fierce over the past few days. Take no notice of Barney. There are no voices, just a lot of bored men playing silly beggars.
Well, what about the workers you've had to physically restrain from throwing themselves into the sea? How do you explain that?
Have you ever tried potato whiskey?
Are you sure we're on the right road?
It's the only road.
It's Kate. We're en route to McCracken's cottage. Hold on, I'll put you on speaker.
How was the flight?
Strange.
Nothing I couldn't handle.
What do you mean, strange?
Osgood thinks we were plucked from the sky by a giant ghostly hand.
Say that again.
I'd never felt turbulence like it. We lost the engines. I genuinely thought we might crash.
We were never going to crash.
But then the clouds caught us.
The clouds?
All right, to be fair, they did seem to shape themselves into a giant hand.
You really think it was this ephemeral hand that brought you down safely?
Absolutely.
Possibly.
The workers here have mentioned ghostly hands too, but they seem to be less benevolent. How far are you from McCracken's place?
Just pulling up now.
All right, speak later.
Look at this place. It really is the middle of nowhere.
The wind's dropped.
Look up. Look at the stars.
Doesn't it make you feel very far from home?
We are.
No, I mean the stars. All those worlds out there. So far away, but at the same time, touching distance. Never mind. Oh, look, that must be Mrs. McCracken. What's she got in her hands?
I believe that's an owl.
No, thank you.
Is she talking to us?
I don't need any today.
Mrs. McCracken?
No, thank you.
We spoke on the phone earlier.
Sam, look out.
There we are. No harm done.
His nose is bleeding.
I know, dear. How lucky is that?
Sorry, lucky?
Dougal can break a man's jaw when he's so inclined.
Can he?
You've no need to worry, dear. He loves the ladies. Now, I don't need any new sponges. I've heard the good news about Jesus Christ, and I'm not expecting my brother until Pancake Day.
Right.
So I'm guessing you've come about the wind. Now, young man, put this on your nose. That'll stop the bleeding.
No, it's fine. I think it's stopped.
I used to have a cat for the mice, but then Dougal flew in through the window one day. So now I let him catch the mice.
Because he's better than the cat?
No, dear, because he killed the cat.
Oh.
Is this the chimney? You said the wind uses the chimney as a mouthpiece.
Aye. Usually in the wee small hours of the morning. I expect you think I'm mad. Telling you the wind's been talking to me. Dougal! Mouse! Get him!
Oh! Blimey.
An owl?
Dougal, Mother McCracken's gone to bed. Sam and I are keeping watch at the chimney. She said it's most chatty in the wee small hours.
Yes, 2 a.m. according to the riggers. I've positioned our people along the perimeter to hold off any jumpers.
What's the time now?
10:02. The wind's getting up this end.
And here.
Where's Sam? How's his nose?
I'm here. It's fine. It's a bit red. We've set up frequency monitors around the fireplace.
Good. We've got recording equipment here too, but I'm not sure how it will fare in this.
Mayday.
Did you hear that? Sam, Osgood, can you hear me?
Mayday.
Mayday. Mom? I think we were cut off.
I'm not surprised. This weather, I thought we drew the short straw. But I wouldn't fancy being on a rig in the Atlantic right now.
We petition the unified influence of Socorro's Lachia.
And we have liftoff. Consider us petitioned. Who are you?
What do you want? Sam! It's a vacuum! vacuum.
Osgood, grab onto something or you'll disappear up it.
I'm trying. Where are you?
Over here. Hanging onto the banister for dear life. The door. Grab the door handle.
Got it. This must be what it feels like to be carpet dust.
Hold on! Hold on!
Is this typical?
I wouldn't say typical.
Is everyone accounted for?
Assembled in one of the communal areas.
Isn't that one of your engineers?
I better see what he wants.
Tell us what you want.
Ma'am?
Josh, at last. When did you get here?
Just before the wind got up. There's something you should see.
Good grief, what is that?
It's a water spout, ma'am. Essentially a tornado on water.
Is it as dangerous as a tornado?
Well, they can be. They have the same characteristics.
Can we ascertain which direction it's travelling?
We can. It's this direction.
Distance, speed?
Approximately 80 kilometres an hour, and it's 40 kilometres away.
Right, get everybody inside.
Ma'am.
Socorro. Soraki.
We heard you.
I don't think I can hold on much longer.
You've got to. Whatever you do, don't let go.
Is that it?
Oh, my goodness. It's never done that before.
We've got less than half an hour before that tornado hits the rig. We need to keep everyone inside until it passes.
We may have another problem.
What?
Barney, can you bring up the pressure readings around the rig? A 10-kilometer radius.
Oh. What?
The water spout isn't behaving like a typical tornado over water.
It's creating a whirlpool effect, like a plug hole. The movement of the water around it is creating a gravitational pull.
How strong is it?
Hang on.
Oh. What?
It's strong enough to threaten the integrity of the rig.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, he's right. There's a real danger that the whole structure could be sucked into the center of the whirlpool.
Down the plug hole.
That's ridiculous. I've never heard of any such thing.
Mr. Sanders, I'm taking command of this rig. I'm going to try to get as many people away from here as possible before the whole thing collapses.
You can't just take command of an oil rig. On whose authority?
Shush.
Don't shush me.
The wind's dropped.
Away in here and fetch yourselves a cup of tea.
We've tied it up as best we could. You might need to replace a few, well, rooms.
It's never done that before. I thought they were friendly voices. I've made a right old mess. All my lovely things.
I'm sorry. We'll see what we can do about replacing what's broken.
Oh, it's stuff that cannot be replaced. That dresser was in the family since long before I remember. I used to help my mother polish it on Saturday mornings. Just me and her. We'd talk and laugh and polish. And now it's in bits.
Sam?
In here.
Look at the news.
Causing death and destruction in a number of countries. 27 people died in Canada when a train derailed in hurricane force winds. Similar incidents have been reported across many parts of Russia, Japan, and mainland Europe. In Greenland, a state of emergency has been declared after...
Okay.
It has to be connected.
I'm going to order a closer investigation of the area of water where the whirlpool manifested.
Is it really necessary to evacuate the rig?
Yes, it is.
The sea's calmer now.
Yes, exactly. It's calmer now. Whatever's causing the chaos only seems to come out at night.
This is going to cost a fortune.
Have you noticed any electromagnetic anomalies in the area?
How do you... What's that got to do with the weather?
Something similar to submarine activity.
Yes. That's what we thought it was, but we checked. There are no submarines in the area, not officially.
Ah.
What does that mean? It could be a country engaging in illegal maneuvers, a secret submarine, a spy submarine, an illegal nuclear spy submarine.
Mr. Sanders, I think you've been watching too many movies. It's far more likely to be an alien spacecraft.
Oh, yes, very funny.
No, 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 it isn't. I have to take this. Osgood?
I think it's alien in origin.
Agreed. Have you seen the news?
Fatalities in 16 separate countries overnight. All natural disasters, all weather-related. How was the North Atlantic last night?
It's rough. Electromagnetic readings are off the scale. I've asked for a probe to be sent down. I think it's some sort of alien craft on the seabed near the rig.
Crashed?
Possibly. It's sending out a distress signal, but it could be a trap.
It's using the wind to call for help somehow. Like a smoke signal or a flashlight. Hang on, it's not just sound. The hand in the clouds.
And on the rig. And the lights beneath the water. Probably from the ship.
How is it affecting the weather? No, it's not the weather.
What do you mean?
It's more specific. It's the wind, or rather, it's creating wind. Whatever it is, it's moving, manipulating the air. Some sort of telekinesis?
Right, go through the digital archives. See if we've dealt with anything like this before.
Osgood?
I have to go. Call me if you find anything.
Osgood!
What is it?
Mrs. McCracken.
Mother?
Mother McCracken. Tell Osgood what you just told me.
Tell me what?
I said I thought it was my husband to begin with.
What was?
Coming down the chimney. That voice. Just like him it was.
What, you thought it was his voice? Like a ghost? A spirit?
Oh, don't be daft. He's no dead. He's an Aberystwyth.
Well, then what do you mean the voice sounded like him?
Plenty to say for herself, but not much good at listening.
We thought the wind was sentient at first, right?
Well, it seemed to be trying to communicate.
It's sending out signals.
But it doesn't respond to ours. You tried to address it last night.
But either it ignored me...
Or it didn't hear you. It's all one way. It's trying to tell us something, but it can't respond to us.
It nearly had you halfway up the chimney. I thought it was trying to drag you onto the roof.
Say that again.
If he'd let go of that banister, he'd have given Father Christmas a run for his money. The speed did have gone up that chimney.
Maybe that's what it was trying to do. Get us up onto the roof.
But why?
Let's find out, shall we? And by we, I mean you.
I think I just inhaled a cobweb.
It's a dusty old attic. What did you expect?
Wait a minute. It's pitch black up here. Pass me the torch.
Mrs. McCracken said there was a skylight. Can you see it?
Not keen on the sound of these floorboards.
Well, the entire cottage sounds like this. I'm surprised the wind last night didn't blow the whole house down.
I'll huff and I'll puff.
Don't.
Why, are you afraid of the big bad wolf?
Yes. I've read the files.
I was just teasing. I'm sorry. Ah. Found the skylight.
It isn't letting in much light.
Yeah, it's filthy. Pass me that rope. If I tie this end round my waist, can you hang on to the other end? Right, I'm going up. Oh, sorry.
Hey!
Hold on to that rope. It's a bit breezy up here.
Sam, are you okay?
Repetition, the unified influence of Sokol Zolakin.
Oh, this isn't good.
Sam! Sam!
Repetition. petition, the unified influence of Sokol Zalaki.
I'm okay, I think.
You think?
I tripped, but the wind caught me. It's got me.
Got you? What do you mean, got you?
It's holding me. I can feel it gripping me. That was good. I know why it wanted us on the roof.
Osgood, I'll call you back. I'm out on one of the boats. I can't really hear you. Give me 2 minutes. Say that again. Sam's where?
Osgood?
He's on the roof, Mom. We found something. From the top of the cottage, there's a view over the grassland behind. There seems to be a number carved into the grass, like crop circles. Sam thinks it's coordinates. I'm sending over a photograph.
Osgood!
Right, yes. Sam can't get down. There's something holding him on the roof. It won't let him go.
Running the numbers now. They're coordinates, all right. They correlate to the area of water we're searching.
The location of the spaceship.
Ma'am, any news from Sam and Osgood?
Sam's currently levitating over the Outer Hebrides. Don't ask. They sent through these coordinates. Relay them to all boats. I want you to concentrate the search on this specific position.
Yes, ma'am.
Osgood, are you still there? How's Sam?
The wind is holding him still at the moment, but it's in control. I've got him on a rope, but I don't think I'm strong enough to win a tug of war against the wind.
Use the voice recognition to remote access the digital archives. See what you can find.
Will do.
There's a vessel on the seabed. Location matching the coordinates. They're sending sonar readers down to ascertain size and shape.
Extraterrestrial?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, now we're getting somewhere.
Anything?
Digital archive. Activate remote access. Access reference Petronella Osgood, 26579.
Access initiated. Begin search.
A search. Wind, voices, telekinesis, Socorro Silacium, request cross-reference. The rope. Sam! The rope was just yanked out of my hand.
Okay, so I'm not on the roof anymore. Just suspended 50 feet in the air. Literally in the air. On the air. Nothing holding me up except the wind.
Sam? 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 Sam, can you hear me?
What? The boy's taken flight.
He's not flying. Something's holding him up there. What does it feel like?
Like a really intense pressure on every part of my body. Like something's trying to compress me. It's really hard to breathe.
Would it help if I sent Dougal up there to keep him company?
No, I really don't think it would. Addition to search.
Search paused. Waiting for additional.
Levitation. Atmospheric molecular manipulation. Additional cross-reference. Search.
Search resumed. Please wait.
Hold on!
And what if there was anything to hold on to?
Please don't drop him, please don't drop him, please don't drop him.
I'll put the kettle on. Nice cup of tea and a scone.
Search results loading.
Hurry up.
Can somebody please tell me what's going on?
Why are you still here?
This is my rig.
And you're going down with it. How noble.
It's not going down. This was built to survive the worst the Atlantic can throw at it.
Well, I doubt the engineers expected the Atlantic to throw a spaceship at it.
Ma'am?
What are we looking at, Josh?
You can see the outline here, shaped a little bit like a kite. It's 80 metres long and 30 metres across at its widest point.
What is that thing?
Could somebody get him out of here?
I only want to know what's going on. What am I supposed to tell the oil company?
What's that? That area around the ship's perimeter?
As far as we can tell, it's some sort of air corridor.
What, a protective cushion, like an airbag in a car?
Possibly. It's all that's preventing the water pressure from crushing the ship.
Any sign of life on board?
None that's registering on our equipment. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, but that does.
I think I found them. I cross-referenced the characteristics of the phenomena in the archive, and I found a match. They may be a race called the Anamoi. According to UNIT's dealings with them, they're benign.
They don't feel very benign right now. More suffocating.
They possibly think they're protecting you. Or they stopped you from falling off the roof.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful and everything. But they could put me down now.
Sam! Sam?
Give me a minute.
The trees broke your fall.
Yeah, I noticed. Benign, you said. What the?
Mother McCracken.
What's she doing?
Help us.
I don't think it's her. I think it's the Anamoi.
The wind aliens? You think they've possessed her?
Petition the unified influence of Socorro Solacum.
Not exactly. I think they're using her vocal cords. Look at her eyes. She's terrified. They're using her voice, but Mother McCracken's still conscious.
Me dear, me dear.
Tell me again how benign they are. Mother McCracken, can you hear me?
She can't speak. Not while they are. Oh, that is clever.
Explain.
I was right about the telekinesis. According to the archive material, the Anamoi have incredibly fragile skin tissue, but the ability to manipulate air molecules so that they can move things without having to touch them. They've been using the wind to cry for help and compressing the air to lift and move and catch things, like you on the roof.
And the aeroplane, and the rig workers. They weren't being drawn towards the sea.
They were being dragged. But according to the archives, they're peaceful. They have to be. They're fragile. The Anamoi's skin is paper thin. They're easily wounded.
We are the Anamoi!
Oh, hello.
Mother McCracken, it's okay. The wind is just using you as a telephone to call us. We're just going to have a little chat, and then I'm sure they'll let you go. Try not to be frightened.
We are the Anamoi! Help us! Underwater, but alive! We petition the unified influence of Socorro Solacium.
Ma'am?
Osgood called. Species identified as the Anamoi. Oh, and Sam's back on terra firma.
The Anamoi? Never heard of them. What's their history?
Peaceful. They just need our help.
Well, that might be easier said than done.
Can we do it? Can we raise the ship?
Not without causing it to disintegrate. You were right. That air pocket is protective. Our scans show that it's the only thing keeping things intact down there. If we disturb that cushion, the whole structure of the ship is compromised. So if we move the ship, we'll destroy it.
But if we do nothing, they'll continue to call for help, and their distress signals could destroy the planet.
It's your call, ma'am.
I hate it when it's us or them. Have we managed to set up the sonic comms yet? I want to be able to communicate with them.
They're testing it now.
Okay, good. Let me know if you make contact. I need to talk to Sanders.
The ship can't be moved safely. UNIT are about to lock horns with the oil company.
She's still asleep. Or unconscious. Her eyelids are flickering, though, and she keeps shifting as though she's about to wake up. Mother McCracken.
Help us!
That's still the voice of the Anamoi.
Can they hear us, do you think? They couldn't before.
We hear you. Hear us. We fell from the dark above into the dark below.
How many of you?
Hundreds. All safe, but dark.
If you can manipulate the molecules in the air, can't you use that to free yourselves? You caught a plane falling from the sky. Can't you lift your ship from the water?
Too big!
Too big? You've managed to set off cataclysmic events in half a dozen time zones, but you can't pull a ship from the seabed.
It's just a butterfly effect. Their disturbance of the atmosphere is what's triggering the disasters.
Sorry, so sorry. Help us!
We're trying. But you need to stop calling for help. It's not... Well, it's not helping.
We petition the unified influence of Socorro Solarium. Oh!
Mr. Sanders.
Oh, come in. Never mind. You already have.
We have a problem. I need you to shut down the rig. Stop drilling.
I hope you're joking. You've reduced my workers to a skeleton crew. I'm not closing it down altogether. The company won't let me.
The company won't have a choice. I have an idea to try to save the ship, but there's a possibility the rig won't survive it.
Then I suggest you have another idea.
But if we try to raise the ship using any kind of machinery, it will disintegrate, killing the hundreds of Animoi trapped down there. If we leave the ship alone, then the distress signals will result in further natural disasters and deaths.
Kill or be killed sounds like a no-brainer to me.
There's a third option.
Which would involve destroying the rig?
It's a possibility.
Then no, there isn't a third option. Do you know how much power and influence these oil companies have? They're not going to shut this down to save a few creatures from outer space. Do you value alien life above human life?
I value alien life above profit.
Then that's where we differ. And good luck persuading the government. They value their fuel source. They'll be on our side. Is that it? I need to make a phone call. Thanks for the information. If your lot won't get rid of the ship, my lot will.
Quiet, isn't it?
Too quiet. I almost missed the wind.
Oh, it's Kate. Mom?
How is she?
Conscious in short bursts. That's when we can communicate with the Animoi.
Can they hear and understand you?
Yes. It's fascinating. They seem to manipulate the atoms using a process similar to
explain the science to me later. I need you to give them a very clear and precise instruction. We're going to try to bring them to the surface.
How? I thought you said the ship would fall to pieces if you tried to lift it.
The protective cushion of air around the ship. Tell the Animoi to expand it as much as they can. We need an air belt of at least 3 meters. We're going to try an atomic sub-vacuum.
Oh, that might just work.
Let's hope.
If they can push the water outwards to create a column of space to the surface of the sea...
It should allow their life pods access to the air, but we don't have much time. The pressure distortion in the surrounding water may compromise the stability of the oil rig, and, well, the oil company are not exactly on board.
Because it's dangerous?
No, because it's expensive.
What sort of time frame are we looking at?
Mr. Sanders!
Okay, here we go.
What's going on? What are these boats doing?
Explosives. We're going to detonate the ship.
You will do no such thing. We are going to try to release the ship's life pods. Call a halt to this immediately.
I'm afraid that's the company's decision to make, not mine.
You blow up that ship and every life on board will perish.
Alien life. I'm trying to protect the livelihood of 150 human beings.
Yes, but their lives are not in danger. Why are the Animoi more expendable than humanity? What gives our life more worth than theirs?
Because this is our planet. We didn't ask them to come here.
They weren't invading or attacking. They crashed. They're not deliberately posing a threat. They are asking for our help.
You said it yourself. Their cries for help have caused a large number of deaths.
And I am trying to prevent any more of any kind.
Your plan will render the oil rig inoperable. My company won't allow it.
Then they are welcome to try and stop me.
She's coming round.
We have the atomic vacuum in place, but the oil company is placing contained explosives around the ship. It is imperative that we activate the vacuum before they detonate.
Socorro Solarium.
And they're back.
Are they listening?
Am I speaking to the Animoi?
We hear you.
Okay, you have a perimeter of air around your ship. You have to expand it as far as possible. Put as much air between your ship and the water as you can. Do you understand?
If we do this, we will not be able to call for help.
You can stop. We are helping. We will create a vacuum immediately above you. It should hold long enough for you to get your life pods away.
Mayday! Mayday!
What's happening? Do they understand?
Ma'am, we need to activate the vacuum now or it will be too late. The oil company is signaling to detonate.
How much time do we have?
None. We need the order now.
Sam, Osgood, did you get that? What do the Animoi say?
Not again. You have to stop calling for help!
Right, I'm giving the order. This is their only chance.
Josh, activate the vacuum.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell the Animoi to expand the air perimeter and use the vacuum corridor to take their pods to the surface. They should be able to manipulate the air currents to travel to you. UNIT will protect the airspace around McCracken's Island.
Thank you.
Let's take the boats back to a safe distance. Osgood, Sam, activating the atomic vacuum in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Damn it! Barney, is that thing affecting the rig? Can you tell? What if we detonate the explosives around the ship now?
I really wouldn't do that. I'm monitoring the pull generated by the vacuum. It's holding right now, but an explosion might cause another plug-on effect.
Our explosives are contained.
They were, but the vacuum might have exposed them. It's not worth the risk.
It's working. Here they come. Hello, the Animoi. Well, let's see what you look like.
What are we looking out for?
Well, we only got a brief glimpse. They shot out like bullets from a gun. It's difficult to describe. You'll know them when you see them. Ethereal, silvery, translucent.
We're outside the cottage, but nothing yet this end.
How's Mother McCracken?
Remarkably well. She's got the kettle on, in case the Animoi would like tea when they get here.
Osgood, look.
Oh, my. They are dazzling and delicate.
How did they cause such death and destruction?
They didn't mean to.
Osgood? Osgood, hello, Osgood.
They're so beautiful.
Okay, right, put Sam on.
Bishop here, ma'am. Hang on. There's something else up there.
We've intercepted communication between the Animoi pods and what we think is a rescue ship.
It's here. It's huge. I think the pods are preparing to board.
Osgood, welcome back.
Good to be back, ma'am.
Well, it was good of you to stay and help Mrs. McCracken with the repairs to her cottage. How's Dougal?
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about it. You know, if I never see another owl again, it'll be...
Twit too soon.
Still not funny. Any news from the rig? Is the oil company still threatening to sue?
Oh, yes. The Prime Minister's not best pleased with us. I'm trying not to let it keep me awake at night. I pointed out that we did prevent any further wind-related natural disasters.
And without any more loss of life.
On either side.
Something of a miracle.
Yes, apparently that's all well and good. But we have put the price of petrol up by 5p a gallon.
Oh, well then, he deserved to be sent to the tower.
Let's hope Josh has got the kettle on, eh?
Thank you. You have been listening to Unit Incursions, Tempest, written by Lisa McMullen. Kate Stewart was played by Gemma Redgrave, Osgood, Ingrid Oliver, Lieutenant Sam Bishop, Warren Brown, Mother McCracken, Alexandra Matthey, Joel Sanders, Chris Jarman, Captain Josh Carter, James Joyce, Barney, Anna Moy, Howell Morgan, and other roles played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, sound design and music Howard Carter, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.